So clearly every manager and owner wants their office or company to improve the ability of hiring the right person, right? So one of the most frequent requests is to ask for a better selection technique or device to increase the percentage of better hires. And there's nothing inherently wrong with this request. In fact, the real estate industry has every reason to request this, as it's become saturated with poor performing agents who contaminate the reputation of the industry. And while selection may be one piece of the solution and shouldn't be overlooked, it's my belief that the exclusive focus on selecting the right candidates may be an attempt at denial of two more significant current problems. The first problem is that we're in a very tight labor market, and candidates are now in the driver's seat for where they are going to work. And I've discussed this before, so I won't repeat that particular message here again. But what makes the denial of that problem even worse, and to add to that, is the delivery of a poor candidate experience. Put it another way, a tight labor market mixed with a poor candidate experience will result in very poor hires, even if you are using selection measures, because by the end of your process, you might be selecting from only a pool of candidates who have the least options. So follow my logic here for a few minutes. It's been my observation, and confirmed by even a survey we did, that a large portion of hiring managers find recruiting and interviewing to be an inconvenience to what they deem as their most important work. Now, I'm not dismissing the other important work to be done, and even the very clear and real possibility that they're being overworked in many areas. But to dislike the recruiting and interviewing process to the point of having sometimes contempt for the process will be by default, it will translate into less than ideal treatment of the candidate. And what happens if you deliver a poor candidate experience is and who will be attracted to this? Well, the poor candidate will be probably people who have little self-confidence and who are more likely to stand in line and only expect to be treated like a cog in a system. Repelled by such an experience will most likely be those with the higher standards, those who refuse to be treated like a cog in a system, those with the most options. So what can you do? You can follow the example of some of the top companies in the world and strive to make your candidate experience the very best experience they've ever had. And many try to do this. Google, for example, strives to make their candidate experience a magical one. And we can also learn from strategies outside of recruiting. For example, Airbnb grew primarily by striving to create member services that are beyond one's expectations. They did this by first starting with the creation of a list of levels of satisfaction that would make guests feel almost impossibly special, and then worked backwards. That is, instead of starting with the lowest level of guest expectations, they started with the grandest. And they said it's because of this grand level of experience that Airbnb went from attracting just hippies who wanted to live on your floor to Hilton Honor members who now are opting for Airbnb rather than for their hotel for a better experience. Now, what if you all worked to do the same in recruiting? What if the candidate experience from the first contact through the interview to hiring through training was beyond anyone's expectations? What would be the impact of this? Imagine the type of candidate this would attract. Over time, if disciplined to do this, my belief is that improving selection might be less of a concern. You'd be having to choose among the cream of the crop instead. So, who do you want to attract? Those with the most options in life or the least? The way you treat every candidate will determine who will you attract in the end.